she come with her. I had been on the field picking some blackberries up in the house. I said, hello, Miss Parker. She said, you get this house so clean this morning, fresh air. I said, I got to ask you a question first. I said, yeah. What would you charge me to cook me a cake or egg pie? I said, Miss Carter, you've been nice to me. I said, I wouldn't charge you nothing. I said, but hot as I am right now, don't ask me. I said, I'm coming to channel my hot pot. She said, no, I want to see you cook it. I didn't change words when I went around and got some detergent, pinned my hands. And mother had a fire stove. We had wood stove at the time because we didn't have gas and nothing like that. I went right away and made my crust and rolled it out. She said, you make your own crust? I said, yeah. She said, I want to see you make them. I said, come on. And we had straight flour. I put a little piece of Crisco in about like that and got me this pinch of sugar. She said, you're putting sugar in? I said, that would make crisp. I rolled it out and put it in the pan when I made the pie and put it in the stove. She said, I can't believe my eyes. Mm. I said, what happened? She said, I've tried this and every time my crust would be on top, the pie would be on the bottom. I said, well, you had your mind. And so from them on, right now, she meet me on the street, she hugged and get here, Miss Clement. I said, fine, she always will, said Clement. I said, fine. She said, you don't mind me saying to myself, no. I said, that's my first husband. I said, I don't mind. She said, I'm coming out of your house. I know you got some of that good, so I bet you got that freezer food. I said, I don't work like I used to in this country. I'm not even. She said, I know it. I ain't either. She said, but my daughter come out to your house. She told me you had a freezer. She said, Mama said, that thing is long to him. Well, my freezer is long here to my bed around, because it was my husband's freezer. And then it's old, but I'm going to keep it as long as I can, because these are new makes. My son and got two since I had this. They don't last too long. So if the main pastor's nothing to me, he's going to keep it. Yeah, I'm going to keep it. And so she came in out there, and she looked at her, and she said, if you eat up all this food this morning, you'll be beating your sister up. I told the kids come home and close it out. So it's good to kind of for you to try to raise some for yourself. Look out for yourself. When God give you 5 cents, he give them to you, so you have to kind of look out for yourself. They tell me I work too hard if they have nobody but myself, but I got no kids, what who is gonna work for? I got to work in. I starve. So I look out for myself.
It's good to keep working. I like to keep busy. I like to be doing something, you know, all the time this summer. I just can't stand to sit around the motel room or something like that. I got to read or
bless your heart.
Doing something like that.
You don't hear many men say that your age, child. Keep that in your mind, yeah. You know what? When you get up in age, if you sit down there, some of these people get chicks. They sit right down there. I ain't going to do nothing when I get myself scared. That's the worst thing in the world you ever had in your mind. Work until the day is done. Till you ain't able to work, and you're done then. You feel so much better. You know what my son tell me when I raised him? He's 33 years old. I said, Mama, you can get back there now, kid. I said, I work. I said, you get around and get drinking whiskey. I said, that's what's going to kill you. That's what's going to kill you. Mm. I said, bad habit. I call that a bad habit to try to break it.
I never had any of that stuff.
Well, I hope you don't get none. And that doctor guy, I hope you'll never look back at it.
No, I'm not going to fool with that.
Boy, do you know I've got to tell you, excuse me for calling you, boy. I looked at a man on the street one day. I know him. A kid under me like that, and he done got grown and gone to Chicago and come back. Honest to God, I'm not lying. I thought he was talking to somebody. And I'm looking for the people he told me. He's standing there talking like me, he told me. And may I tell you, yeah, I was scared. Yeah, I was scared. And they put him in some kind of home. But right now they say he them spells come on. And I know a girl taking them shot when she's in some nurse and they'd take her leg off. No, Lord, I smell something. I said, what is this I'm smelling that make me feel sick? And that boy said, them young men pay you smoking that dope.